by faith we see the hand of God. In the light of creation's grand design. In the lives of those who prove his faithfulness. Who walk by faith and not by sight.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. This Friday, we're going to end the week with Acts chapter 15. We're going to begin in verse 22. As the Council of Jerusalem has made a decision about what is required of Gentiles as they become followers of Christ, and now they're going to send it out to everybody, and as they do, they're going to give a final word on how to bring Jews and Gentiles together and what is expected of them. Pick it up in verse 22. Then it seemed good to all the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch, with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers, with the following letter. Now they send a letter to everybody. The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, in Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, although we gave them no instructions to do so, it has seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men and to send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by the word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you will keep yourselves from these things, you will do well. Farewell. So they were sent off, and they went down to Antioch, and having gathered the congregation together, they delivered the letter. And when it had been read, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. And Judas and Silas, who were themselves prophets, encouraged and strengthened the brothers with many words. And after they had spent some time, They were sent off in peace by the brothers to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And so they sent this letter off, and everybody was excited. You can imagine. Think about being a man, as a Gentile man, being told you don't have to be circumcised. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they're so excited that the burdens were not overbearing, because there is freedom in Christ. You see, that's what we have to understand, that the beauty of the gospel, the beauty of Christianity, is that there's freedom in Jesus. It's not a works-based religion. For us, it was works-based for Jesus, and Jesus fulfilled it perfectly. And as a result of that, it is not a works-based religion for us. It's a grace-based religion. It is understood by faith. All that Jesus did, he did for us. He fulfilled God's law perfectly, never sinned. He died a perfect death. He rose a perfect resurrection. He ascended perfectly into heaven. And now he sits perfectly on the right hand of God the Father. And we receive all of that by faith. We access what he did for us by faith. That's grace. He gives us what we don't deserve because he loves us. And so the beauty and the wonder of this passage is that these believers found the hope of the gospel. The good news, it's not another set of rules and regulations. Rather, it's faith in the one who has done it all for you. It's grace-based. And they're thrilled, as you should be thrilled, as I should be thrilled. It's not about what I do. It's not about what you do. It's about what Jesus has done and my faith in him. And so they were thrilled. Let me just encourage you with that. And they were so excited about the encouragement of the letter to build them up. It validated that their experience as Gentiles with Christ was equal to the experience of the Jews. Now, pick it up here at the end of chapter 15, verse 36. And after some days, Paul and Barnabas, who stayed there in Antioch and taught and preached the word of the Lord with many others also. After some days had passed, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are." Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark and with him sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed. having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Now I'm going to end here. Paul and Barnabas made a great team. Remember, Barnabas was there to encourage Paul along the way and to welcome him in and to go before him to the council and to the other apostles and speak on his behalf. But now they separate over John Mark. Paul didn't want to take John Mark with him because Paul thinks John Mark's not loyal. He left. He went home. He didn't stay with us. He didn't fulfill the work. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm kind of like Paul. I can get very frustrated with people that don't do the work. But Barnabas, we would expect, is a very gracious person. I wish I was more like Barnabas. He's very gracious. He wants to give John Mark another chance. A big disagreement arose between the two, and they decided to part ways. Barnabas took Mark, and they set sail for Cyprus. Paul took Silas, and they went back through and encouraged the churches in Syria and Cilicia. But here's the beauty. They were both sent, both groups were sent by the church at Antioch. The church recognized that the personality difference was simply that, a personality difference. The two men were committed, Paul and Barnabas committed to the cause of the gospel, and that much work was being done through both of them. And so they sent them on. And the church recognized that that personality conflict didn't break the unity. It simply said, we're going to go forward in different directions. And I think that's a wonderful way to handle disagreement in the Christian church. There oftentimes are personality differences. There are oftentimes things that we prize and other people don't prize. But yet we recognize ultimately we're united for the sake of the gospel and for the advancement of the kingdom. I pray and encourage you to think about life that way. May we be more like the church in Antioch and less concerned with division and more concerned with encouraging both groups to go forward and spread the good news, because ultimately Christ needs to be proclaimed and people need to come to Jesus. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you Monday.